So I want to go through a couple of the questions that, for me, are the basis of what we're talking about over here, and we're going to go through them and explain how they add to automatic responsiveness. So the first question is, what is hypnosis? We've answered that question. Hypnosis is when a subject automatically responds to the concept that they automatically respond to you. Okay, what's induction? How do instant induction work? I'm going to get to that in a minute. I hear always about being confident and being the hypnotist. What does that have to do with my subject going under hypnosis? I hear about compliance and my subject listening to me. What does that have to do with hypnosis? Why is the pre-talk important? Why can't you just zap them? I've heard that inductions are rituals and not magic spells. What does all that mean? So now I'm going to answer all those questions inside the context of automatic responses. And here's how we're going to explain that. If you look at automatic responses, I think a great example of automatic responses is a comic doing a comedy show. If you think about a comic doing a comedy show, the response of laughter is not a conscious response. You don't choose to find something funny, and you don't choose to laugh when it is funny. If it's funny, it's funny. If it's not funny, it's not funny. It's an automatic response. Let's think about all the different things that influence the automatic response when you're listening to a comic in a comedy show. Okay? So the first thing that I want to talk about, which is extremely important, is something called context. Which means even though the response that you have to a comic in a comedy show when you laugh is automatic, it's not something you choose to do. At the same time, it depends on what the context is. If you're sitting in a funeral home and you have a comic in this funeral home cracking jokes, what's going to happen is that you're not necessarily going to laugh. Even though when you laugh at a comic, it's not something you choose to do or not choose to do, even though it's something that happens automatically, but if you're in a funeral parlor, if you're in the wrong context, you're not going to find the jokes funny, and that response won't get triggered. But if you're in a comedy show, and you know that you're here to hear this comic speak, and you know that he's the funniest comic that ever lived, you're going to find that you're going to laugh quicker. Not because you said, oh, I'm choosing to laugh now. This is a conscious response. This is something that I want to do. It's still going to be an automatic response. You're still going to be laughing so hard that your stomach hurts, and there's nothing you're going to be able to do about it. But for some reason, when you're in the funeral parlor, and the guy's making jokes at the funeral, you don't find it funny, but when you're in the comedy show, you do find it funny, and you get an automatic response. So when we talk about context, and we talk about the subject has to know that you're the hypnotist and know that you're hypnotizing them, if we're going with that model, why would that help? The reason that helps is not because we're asking them to play along. We don't want them to play along. It's not because we're asking them to be nice and act nice to us. We're not asking them to play a social role. We're not asking them to do any of that stuff. What we want... if we want to do stuff and get an automatic response, we want that arm to start moving automatically. We want thoughts to start going automatically into their brains. We want ideas to go automatically into their brains. We want them to feel sensations automatically, not consciously generating them, not pretending them, really realistically happening. But if we're in the correct context, what starts to happen is that automatic response starts to happen even easier. So when we hear about people talk about context and be the hypnotist and how important being the hypnotist is, it's because even though we're not talking about conscious responses, we're talking about not conscious responses, we're talking about automatic responses, reactions. Reactions are based on, and reactions are fundamentally dependent on the context you're in. Okay, I'm going to give you another example. If you're driving your car down the road and you're not focusing on what you're doing and a pedestrian dashes in front of your car, your foot's going to slam on the brake. It's going to be an automatic response and your car is going to brake. But if you're walking down the street and someone walks in front of you, your foot's not going to dash on the brake. Even though when your foot dashes on the brake when you're in the car, it's not a conscious response. It's not a response that you feel like you consciously generated. It's a response that you feel happened automatically. At the same time, if you're not in the correct context, that automatic response is not going to happen. So don't think that just because we make sure to set context, and context is very important, it doesn't mean that what we're doing is a conscious game. It doesn't mean that what we're doing is a game where the subject is choosing to behave and choosing to listen and choosing to pretend and choosing to act what we act them to do. We're still eliciting automatic responses. We're still eliciting responses that to the subject feels like they never did. It happened by itself. But if we're in the right context, those responses can happen. And if we're not in the right context, it's going to be much more difficult to elicit those responses. So number one, context is key. And here's a little about how context works. every time you get a piece of information into your brain has to take that piece of information and filter it through the proper filters to know what that piece of information means. So if you hear a loud noise, for example, if you hear the word fire is a word that most people respond to automatically. So you hear the word fire, your brain takes the word fire and filters it through the filters and pops up your danger response, which happens automatically. But say you're playing a game with someone, and every time someone gets a point, they shout the word fire, then they can shout the word fire, and you're not going to automatically respond. You're not going to automatically respond to that word fire. So when we look at context, context means new information comes into your brain. Your brain has to filter what that information means in order to generate an appropriate automatic response. So when you look at a pedestrian running in front of you, what is a pedestrian running in front of you? What does it mean? What category is that in? Is it under the category of man walking in the street? Or is it under the category of, holy cow, I'm about to get into an accident. My insurance rates are about to go way up. If it goes into the second category, boom, you get an automatic response. If it goes into the first category, you don't get an automatic response. Okay, and if you think about it, pretty much anytime you have an automatic response, you need a context in order to know how to filter the information, in order for your brain to not filter the information, to know if you should respond to that automatic response. Okay? So number one is context. And now we have a very clear understanding of what context has to do with creating hypnosis and what context has to do with creating automatic responses. If we create the right context, the right contents will almost force the correct automatic response. The right context will automatically lead into the right automatic response. That if we have someone sitting in their house sleeping at night and we shout the word fire, you're going to get an automatic response that they wake up and freak out. But if they're playing a game and the word fire is just a game, they're not going to respond to that word. Another very important thing that sets automatic responses is expectation. So once again, if we go back to a movie example, you're watching a movie and all of a sudden the camera focuses on the door and it's a horror flick and you start to hear that scary music, dun 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 dun, doo 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 doo, and you're looking at the door and you hear the music. And the moment that door opens, all of a sudden you feel your heart skip two beats. Now, your heart skipping two beats was an automatic response. But because you expected someone really nasty to walk in, because you expected the guy with the chainsaw to walk into the room, you freaked out and you felt that automatic response. Now, a lot of times the door will open and, you know, the regular character walks in and they fooled you. But expectation is key to creating automatic responses. And this is a very, very important thing to understand, that expectation is key in creating automatic responses. So if you expect something to happen, and then you get a cue to let you know that this is time for that to happen, so long as you're fully expecting that, you're going to get the automatic response. And once again, you're in the movie, and you hear the scary music, which says, you better expect something really nasty to happen out, and the door opens, you're going to have an automatic response. And once again, we're not hypnotists. We don't hypnotize people. We don't mesmerize people. We don't trance people. We don't do any of these things. We're automatic responser people. We're automatic reactionists. We're automatic responsiveness-ists. That's what we do. So everything that we do has nothing to do with hypnosis. It's got nothing to do with hypnosis. Drop the word hypnosis. Drop the word trance. Eyes open, eyes closed. It doesn't matter. We just want the subject to respond automatically to the suggestions we give, and we want the subject to respond automatically to the suggestion that they respond automatically to our suggestions, suggestions squared. So every time you learn anything about hypnosis, the main question is, will this change my subject's automatic responsiveness? Expectation will change your subject's automatic responsiveness. If you create the right amount of expectation and then you fire the trigger for that thing to happen, your subject is going to automatically respond to that concept.